You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hi there, we are James and Dan, two forts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favourite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.
Never know somebody leading a double life. You have no idea. Then all of a sudden.
Not a true double life.
Yeah.
I know some people that have like extracurricular activities where you go, oh, but yeah. Like some sort of activity they enjoy, but never the like full separate family in a different town or yeah. Like, you know, by day it's accountant Tom and by night it's, you know, stripper Chuck.
People are sending a few in. Okay. This one. I had a work friend of mine that casually mentioned to a few of us on break that he travels to South America every few months just to keep his wife there happy. He has a wife here that he's brought to company events. I was mind blown. It was very awkward. He just said it like, yeah, you know.
Wow.
I got a wife in South America too.
And it, wow.
Yeah, having one wasn't enough of a hassle. You needed one somewhere on the other side. Other hemisphere?
Okay.
Yikes. Okay. Yeah, that's wild.
I guess right. That counts because it's a different area code.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't believe that you really prescribe to that theory.
Hoes in different area codes? Yeah, of course I do, Freebeer. That's what my marriage is built on. Strong relationships are built on that.
Cheating when you drive farther than phone codes.
Yes.
Yeah, you've got to. You've got to, yeah.
It's not cheating, though.
Yeah,
cheating would only be if it was in the same area code with a different hoe.
I've never seen anyone say that I didn't think was really a good person.
Mm-hmm.
Something I wouldn't say.
Mm-hmm.
Our dearest friend's son was in the Boy Scouts 30 years ago, and he and his friend went on a camping trip. The friend's father was their Boy Scout leader and stayed in the same tent with the two boys. Turns out that Scout leader was Herb Baumeister, the serial killer of multiple gay men.
What?
Oh.
Whoa.
I don't know that.
That's the
killer.
Ultimate That's... double life right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Serial killer
Not like
life is often a double life.
No,
yeah,
no.
Often a double life. Yeah. Not... BTK. Yeah.
I mean, it kind of goes with that. 1-800-947-3979. Retired lawyer here. I once represented a widow who was seeking survivor's benefits from her husband's military pension. Turns out he was a trigamist who somehow was managing to juggle three families without any of them knowing about the other.
Wow.
There were enough unexplained absences by her that none of the families were terribly surprised when the truth came out.
Wow. That's like, it's gross, but impressive in its own weird way. Like to manage that, I can barely manage me. It like day to day. I mean, honestly,
if you could take that ability, because it obviously takes a lot of skill to be able to do that and channel it in a positive way. Mm-hmm. Just imagine what you could achieve.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
What do you think is it in people that make them do that?
I think there's a thrill in being able to manipulate and get away with it.
You think it's that simple?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It probably is.
The attention from it all that you're getting, especially if it's multiple families, multiple people that want you, want to be with you, want to have families with you. I think there's desire there. And like, look at all these people that not only can I fall in love with and have fall in love with me, but I can trick them.
Yeah.
Or what if it's just a guy who's really bad at saying no?
Yeah, or that. But really good at lying like about it.
I don't know how this happened, but now I have three families. I just felt bad. Mm-hmm. She asked, and I went, okay.
My parents rented their old condo to a woman, and it turned out she had stolen her ex-wife's identity and was pretending to be her on a day-to-day basis. She had been romancing various women. She'd move in with them and steal a bunch of their stuff, including their identity, before she disappeared. My dad figured out she was working at a dentist office where she was also stealing the identities of various patients.
Oh, boy.
Dad tipped off the employer. She got arrested while she was there at work.
Wow.
What an exciting day at work.
Oh, I know, right?
Would there be anything better than that?
Yeah.
That would be so cool.
I mean,
who do you think is the most likely in this office to get arrested during the workday?
Probably Hot Wings.
Now?
Yeah, for a double life, Hot Wings.
Oh, long walks in the woods alone.
Imagine if it was Andy down the hall. He's like America's favorite person in the world.
Yeah.
That's what makes him so cunning.
Exactly. But they come in here and they bust him and they say, Andy, or should we call you? And then they run down his list of aliases.
Like he's a drug boss?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's, I mean, I think he like goes to sleep and wakes up wearing a cardigan. Yes. And so like the idea that his double life, like the other side of him is like, Andrew Slick, you know, whatever. And he's like some like really cool dude.
Yeah. Like people call him the conquistador or something because he snaps his fingers and people die.
Yeah. I could see him being the closest thing we have to having like a Duke Silver.
Oh, from Parks and Rec. Yeah,
you know, like where nobody knows. Andy just is like, you know, he's always hosting little dinner parties and things like that. But then, you know, on the side, he plays jazz flute or something.
Yeah, he's
under an alias and wants no one to know.
Oh, he's a huge star in like Puerto Rico or something. Yeah.
Tommy, does Jimbo need the harmonizer or just Jimbo?
He didn't say anything about the harmonizer, but he did just want his name to be Jimbo.
Very good.
Okay.
Hello, Jimbo.
Try again.
Hello, Jimbo. Jimbo?
Hello?
Gotta get him on. Okay. No, Jimbo's gone. Oh, no.
Oh, I see.
There we go.
When did that button go off? That's a good question. Jimbo, you're back. Hi, Jimbo.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes,
very
sir.
Good. Yes. What?
Good.
Are you in a double life?
Yeah. So me and my wife are in a, I guess, polyamorous relationship with another couple right now.
Okay. Like, when you say you guess polyamorous, like, have you guys discussed it or, like, what do you mean?
It wasn't, so it wasn't really the original plan going into it. Okay. Originally, we were just going to, you know, mess around with other couples, and then that was it, like, one night stands, whatever.
Okay, like, but just a regular
this
swinging.
One specific couple, yeah, swinging. And then this one specific couple, we kind of just hit it off better than any other one. And we started seeing each other a lot and sleeping over one another's houses often. So now I have a girlfriend and my wife has a boyfriend.
Jimbo,
so wild.
Like, do you think you guys will all move in together or, you know, buy houses next to each other or something?
So right now we live about, like, 25 minutes away, which it does suck a little bit. But the plan going forward is to move a little closer to them, yes.
So,
wow.
Jimbo, question. So as you and your, did you say wife, right?
Yes.
Okay. So you see this couple, you both, at one point, how does this go from being one night stands? Did you say to your wife, hey, I really kind of have a thing for her? And she's like, that's cool. I have a thing for him.
It kind of did, yeah. I mean, everything kind of just fell into place. We didn't really, me and my wife didn't really discuss how it would work. We kind of just started sleeping over after that. We gained their trust and they gained our trust. And then, you know, at first it was just only in the same room. And then it progressed to separate houses with each other's significant others.
Okay.
Oh, okay, I got you.
Okay, so Do other people in your life know you're doing this, or is this like a total secret to everybody? Only the four of you know.
So a few close friends know, but that's it. No family members know. Nothing like that. Now, there were family members that probably had suspicions because we've gone on road trips with our boyfriends and girlfriends, so separately, okay. And I'm sure that raised suspicions to
Jimbo,
certain people. But
like you and the guy, it's not sexual between the two of you, right?
No.
What's that relationship like with him?
Like we're chill. Like we shoot guns, we hang out.
Okay.
Well,
found my wife last night.
Yeah. Okay. Like, do you ever get jealous?
No. So here's the thing. I used to get jealous when she was hooking up with single guys, but it's different when she's with a married man. I feel more comfortable with that.
How long has this been going on, Jimbo?
We met them almost a year ago in October.
Wow. Hmm. Like where? Oh, this sounds really healthy. This is
No, I mean, it does seem
I have
like
so many questions, but I don't really know.
We're genuinely very happy.
What does this look like 5 years from now in your mind?
So it's funny. Actually, we just discussed this like last night. Well, not last night, but like earlier this
recently,
week.
Yeah.
Okay, question though. When you say we, are you discussing it all four together?
Yes.
Oh,
so,
wow. Okay.
We're actually considering having each other's children too.
What?
Oh man, yeah, that wouldn't be weird for anybody.
What do you mean? Just you and the other guy are gonna mix your batter together in both of them, and just whoever's baby comes out is how it goes?
Oh, like a soup?
No. My wife is on an IUD right now, and my girlfriend has nothing, but she has PCOS, so she's like can't really have a child at the moment, or she can, but it'd be really difficult.
Oh, okay,
gotcha. But so the idea is that you would impregnate your girlfriend, and the other guy would impregnate your wife.
Pretty much, yes.
Wow,
seems complicated.
Dude,
What if one of them gets ugly? Like, what if you let yourself go? Like, you know, and then they're not interested anymore. And now you've got, like, commingled kids and everything.
I guess we'll just have to figure it out as we go. We're genuinely very happy with each other, though.
I don't know that. If you had told me beforehand, you're going to talk to a guy who him and his wife were having sex with another couple. And then they decided to make it a relationship. If you'd have told me before that, I'd have been like, well, that ain't going to work out.
I have so many questions.
But now I'm cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, sounds like you guys should just get a duplex and get on with it.
Yeah. You need a fifth?
And me and my wife, we never thought we would be polyamorous. Like, she's told me very many times that she would never want to be in another relationship with me and another person. So this was kind of like a really rare thing where we kind of both just fell in love with the other couple.
And you're still very much in love with each other. Like, you two still are affectionate with each other as well.
Absolutely.
That's so hot. Oh my God.
So let me get, so if you guys were saying,
it is really good. It's like really awesome for me.
He's like, I'm telling you.
Get you a wife and a girlfriend who like each other.
Let's imagine a world where y'all get a place together. Okay. So you and your wife have your own bedroom.
Yep.
They have their own bedroom. Let's say he leaves for work. Does he come in and like kiss your wife goodbye and say, have a good day?
Yeah, absolutely.
No!
you just broke free beer.
Free beer just turned into Grover from the Muppets.
Don't get me wrong. I'm fine with it if you're comfortable with it. I'm just telling you, there is no world ever where, I will shoot at you.
Yeah. I think it's hilarious that's the thing that put Free Beer over the edge. You're plowing my wife.
The
it's
rest
like,
of it is
you
also,
gave her a smooch before work.
The rest of it is also untenable.
Well, it's too intimate. That's why you don't kiss prostitutes.
Yeah. I was basically everything
this
is out of the ordinary.
Entirely based on Pretty Woman, what I just said. Yeah. Thank you, Jimbo. That was amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was the best show code ever.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really something.
And I people are writing in going, this is a disaster. I don't know. I've seen regular marriages. I've been more sure we're going to be a disaster than this.
Yeah. I was in one. Mm. So, yeah, same.
If it works for them, it works for them. I couldn't do it.
True life experience here. And I love that for them. I'm like, I'll try it.
The person who said, I'm never getting married again, just proposed to a quad. Yeah. Can I be your quint?
I'll be your baby.
Oh, yeah, but then that's kind of gross.
I know.
Oh, you're
weird. Sex with you.
You're
yeah.
like a mixture of
yeah,
batter.
Yeah, that's the weird part.
Too far, Kelly. Yeah. Too far.
It's, wow. I am.
We have to come back to this if we have more.
We do. Okay, we got time for this one more. Jimbo, all right. Another Jimbo joins us. Hi, Jimbo.
How we doing?
Very good. How are you?
Oh, we're getting there.
Okay. Were you in a double life?
No, it was my sister-in-law. She actually had a triple life.
Your sister-in-law did. Okay, what was going on?
It was actually her husband, ex-husband. She was married, and one day he was gone for work, supposedly, and a woman showed up to her front door and said, hey, I believe we're both married to the same guy. So come to find out that when he left for quote-unquote work, he was going to see his other family, which they had another home, wife, and children in another state.
Wow.
What?
He did that every day?
And,
jeez.
No. He traveled for work, so he'd be gone for a week or so. And got it. He would come back home, and he would spend time with his other family. And then after everything went through, they both ended up divorcing him. And then they heard through other people that he actually, since he was a dual citizen, heard that he had a third family over in Europe.
Whoa.
This guy's the man.
That he would travel over there since he traveled for work. He worked for an international company, so he would travel for work, supposedly, and he would just stay at his other house.
This is why you can't trust anybody who travels for work.
Isn't that right, Free Beer?
Yes. Thank you, Jimbo. Yes, I have so many football wives.
They all look like Doug.
So I'm so excited to get home, man.
Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hi there, we are James and Dan Twofort of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That is amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.